Hello, everybody. My name is Miao Zhang. I'm a program manager from the Azure API Management team. In this video, I want to show you how to monitor your API management services using Azure Monitor. I'm here in the Azure portal. To access Azure Monitor, I can either search for Monitor and choose the first option here. And I can see all the logs and the metrics across all my Azure resources. Or we've also embedded the user interface of Azure Monitor into our API Management user interface, so you can also view the logs and the metrics from API Management directly. The first thing we exposed to Azure Monitor is called Activity Log, which is formerly known as Audit Log or Operational Log. This is where you can gain insights of all the operations that have been performed to your API Management services, such as changing deployment scale, adding an API, deleting a user, and so forth. For example, let me go to products, and I already have four products here, and let's say I want to delete this product. Okay, so now this product has been deleted. So if I go back to activity log and search for what happened in the last hour, you can see there is a new record called delete products here. And if I click on it, I can get more information. It says the event is initiated by me. And if I go to the JSON here, scroll all the way down. Here I can see the resource ID of the product that has just been deleted by me. So if something happens to my API management service, I can always come to activity log to see what has been changed recently by whom. The next thing I want to show you is metrics. We currently expose a handful of metrics to Azure Monitor. As you can see, this is similar to the data we currently expose through our analytics. We plan to expose more metrics to Azure Monitor, such as capacity level of your API management service and so forth. I can easily visualize these metrics by clicking on them. For example, if I want to see the total calls and the number of total failed calls, they will be visualized immediately on the right-hand side here. More importantly, if I go to diagnostic settings here, I can choose to persist the metrics and the logs to a storage account, or stream them to an event hub, or I can send the metrics and the logs to OMS Log Analytics, so I can consume these logs and metrics from OMS. I can also control the retention period for logs and metrics here. The coolest thing of this integration with Azure Monitor is that now I can even configure alerting rules on top of these metrics and logs. To do that, we can click Alert Rules here. I can add alert based on a metric, or I can add an alert based on the activity log. In this case, I have already configured an alerting rule here. Basically, this rule looks at the number of unauthorized gateway requests, and it will trigger if there's more than one unauthorized request in the past 5 minutes. And when the rule triggers, it will send myself an email, it will call this webhook, and it will also invoke a logic app called Report Failed Request. And this is a very simple logic app. Basically, it receives the alert from Azure Monitor, and this is the JSON schema for the request. And then it will create an issue in my GitHub repo. So now let me try to trigger this alert rule. I'm here in the developer portal. Let's go to APIs. Let me choose any API. Let's try this operation. So normally to call this API, I need to provide a subscription key, right? So in this case, let me remove the subscription key and don't provide a value and try to call the API. I immediately get an error saying that the access has been denied because I have not provided a subscription key. So if you remember in my alert rule, I monitor the number of unauthorized requests, and if it's greater than one in the past 5 minutes, it will trigger my logic app and create an issue in my GitHub repo. So now if I go back to my Logic app, go to Overview, I can see my Logic app has just been triggered once by this alert. So if I go to my GitHub repo, go to my test repo, I can see there is a new alert that has just been created. And if I go in there, it has the information I provided from that Logic app. Basically, it says this alert has been activated on my API management service called SOAPI. Okay, let's come back to the Azure portal. The last thing I want to show you here is diagnostic logs. It is different from activity logs, because activity logs gives you insights of what operations have been performed on your Azure services. In the API management case, it might be someone deleted an API, someone added a user, someone changed the units of your instances, and so forth. But diagnostic logs gives you insights of the operations that are performed by your Azure resources. In the API management case, we give you insights of the API requests that have been processed by this API management service. We provide a one log entry for each API request, and we batch them hourly. For each hour, you will get a JSON file, and the entries in the file will be in a format like this. You can find it in our release note or the documentation of this feature. So let me try to download the file here and show you how it looks like. So this is one log entry for a particular hour. You can see for each request, there is one record here, and you can get information such as what API was called, what operation was called. And if you scroll a little bit to the right here, you can see what was returned by the backend and what was returned by API management to the client. And as mentioned before, you can persist these logs into a storage account, send it to an event hub, or consume these logs from OMS Log Analytics. Thank you for watching the video. I hope it's useful. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me or to the team. Thank you. Until next time.